Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you right now.
You know, we really are, and welcome, beloved ones, to April 2016. Such a beautiful moment to be discussing the energy of passion in action, of ascension in action, of answering the ultimate question of, hey, what the heck is going on the global scale right now?
And how do I stay in joy while all of this chaos is bubbling around me?
And is it even possible? You know, can you find a peace-filled center? Because let's face it, the heightened sense of polarity, certainly the beating war drums, a frenetic political situation really brings forward the question of how do we navigate? How does it affect me? And you know, Shri and I invite you, if you have not yet done so, please, please, please go to our YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira, and watch our April Revelations and Predictions video. It just was posted a day ago. Powerful stuff. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today as well.
And so, beloved ones, we invite you to take a deep breath, to relax and tune in, because it all begins with you. You know, truly, passion in action is the one of the themes we want to address today. And passion means knowing who you are and what you want. So consider that for a moment, who you are and what you want. Because as we get rolling into this topic today, it's incumbent upon each and every one of us to have the clarity of what's really important to me. What do I really need and desire beyond the superficial?
You know, this is a really important thing to look at as we are here in April. You know, just kind of tracking with the energy of the months. April is the month where everything, and literally it's everything, okay? There's no exceptions here. Everything that was going on in March is manifesting in a much bigger way in April. April is active. It's active manifestation. It's active presence. Now, because of the energy of the twinning Earths, because we have this third and fifth dimensional energy rising rapidly between 2015 and 2022, this energy in this month right now is hitting a crescendo moment, meaning that where's your choice? You know, as Shri just mentioned, where's your ascended presence? Because the density, let's face it, the density can be really attractive. You know, it's sometimes a whole lot easier to just say, you know, forget it. I don't want to hold a higher ground. I don't want to be this person. I want to react. I want to dive in. My emotions have the better of me. That's pretty attractive. And in April, it's going to be very easy to do that. The good news is, and it's really good news, is that on the other side of that is the fifth dimensional experience. And for April, the fifth dimensional mastery that's being invited through the active presence is the mastery of we are, the mastery of divine support, divine community, discovering your joy through the gift of the collective one.
Wow, there's a lot of meaning hidden in those words, or maybe not so hidden. I just want to bring your attention to a couple of things. The first is that your mastery is the very thing that is troubling your ego. So consider that for a moment. The fact that you really do know how to do this, the fact that you really are a servant of the light, that you really do make a difference, all of that are reflections of your mastery. The doubt, the fear, the chaos, the wobble are all reflections of your personality self or the ego. And the two of these are finding a new balance. So consider for a moment that in the energy of this month, that we are in the month of action, and that what you have been focused on in March is really going to be mirroring back to you this month and magnifying depending upon how you invest your energy. So one of the keys here is to understand that your heart is the gateway to your ascended knowingness. You know, for many, many millennia, the great faiths on the planet have said, go to the heart. You know, we need to lift up to the heart, as if that was such a giant task. And for those of you listening to this show, we know that it's not a giant task. It's your everyday thing to reconnect with your heart. And if you need to do it some more, then do it some more. The key is that it's through the gateway of the heart that we discover the soul's wisdom.
And now, you know, Sheree, that all sounds well and good, and it does. And I'm sitting here going, yeah, yeah, yeah. And simultaneously, I'm hearing a lot of you going, but, and here's the big but, okay? It's very much about doubt and fear, because it's easy to hear the words. It's easy to say, yeah, I can do that. But the reality of the implementation is where we must walk through those, let's just call them the everyday fears, the everyday doubts that are habitual. Mm-hmm. And you know, I want to start, we have, our phone lines are open. I think they might be full at this point. And remember that when we start taking callers, that's your time to call and try to jump in and get in the queue. And you can listen to the show while you're holding. However, Sheree, given what you're talking about and given today's show topic, I want to begin with a question that came in. We have, you know, and remember, any of you are always welcome to send us a question to guest@shereencareradio.com. And this question came in and it really feels appropriate, Sheree. So let's dive into this one.
All right.
Okie dokie. So here's the question. Namaste, Sheree and Kira. A few days ago, I was reminded by my guides, by Source, that I have this underlying fear of returning to God, returning to Source. It's the fear of losing who I am, of being swallowed up, as if becoming part of the whole, the one, I am no longer me, no longer an individual, I no longer exist. I remember this fear from as early as my teens, and I would guess it goes even further than that. I'm grateful for this coming up, as I can see how this fear, ego-based, can prevent me from lifting. Would you offer any insights on this? With love and gratitude, thank you for being Sienna. Well, namaste, Sienna, and thank you for such a truly profound, you know, this is one of those questions of the ages. And I have to admit, Sienna, I smiled when I first read this. Number one, because I thought, wow, it's like the perfect question for today's show. And also because when Sheree and I first got together, this was actually one of the things that we talked about in our sacred union. So this comes up in a lot of different ways. This is almost like a core issue.
Absolutely. And there's a couple of layers to this, and it's going to be enlightening to explore it. So let's begin.
Yeah.
At the most human level, meaning the everyday level, what you're referring to is a fear of intimacy.
Yeah.
You know, a fear of sacred union. And this is why in this planet of individuated forms, you know, that we have our partnerships and we get to practice intimacy. We get to practice being comfortable with another being, because that indeed is training for the return to Source in some degree.
Well, very much so. Yeah.
And I remember Kira was sharing, this was one of the first things that came up when she and I got together. Truly, when Kira and I first began connecting, we were connecting on the phone and via internet. And what happened, the blessing of that is or at least speaking for myself, I was able to feel her much more from the soul's level, that I was projecting and feeling and sensing who she was, who I was, who we are together, and realizing the depth of our bond, the depth of our union. And then when we first came together in full body and full form, wearing clothes and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
That's when my ego flared and my personality self said, uh-oh, wait a minute. You know, and all kinds of fear of intimacy arose and nearly sabotaged our union.
Yeah.
And every one of you probably has had a similar experience where you thought things were going great and all of a sudden judgment and criticism and fear, all of it, you know, was like this tar baby of dysfunction, because judgment is just another way of pushing away. fear is a way of running away, and criticism is another way of saying I'm afraid to be in acceptance.
Very much so.
And so all of those things need healing. That's all. The purpose of your sacred union is to heal those things, not to create an impossible standard that no one can measure up to.
Indeed. You know, that's really true.
And so at the one level, we appreciate the reminder that we all have work to do at the emotional level of relaxing our judgments, relaxing our fears, trusting our soul's guidance, and learning how to move into love versus living at the superficial level. So that's just a fundamental kind of, you know, basic training.
Well, it is. And yet I love the deeper essence of this question, Sri, because what Sienna's really saying is, explain ascension to me. Explain
yes.
the higher resonance of moving forward. And this also ties in with, gosh, it's really attractive. I might not enjoy, on the surface, I might not enjoy my density interactions, but boy, are they fun because they sure make me feel alive. Think about it. Fear will get you going. Adrenaline will get you going. Drama will get you going.
It all gives you purpose, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, you might not like the purpose, but it's sure there. So this is a really powerful question, because if you're afraid, you know, sometimes we're afraid to not have something to worry about.
Well, the ego, and believe me, the ego is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's the only thing you have when you start out here.
And it helps you navigate density. Let's face it, it does keep you safe.
And the purpose of the ego is to control. So therefore, when there's ever any doubt or fear, the ego goes, da, 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 here I am to save the day.
In many ways.
and in fact, perversely, the ego loves the chaos because it provides it with meaning and momentum and all of that.
Yeah.
So let's come back to something. Santa said the idea of returning to source was
what happens to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that there was this existential, this deep-seated fear.
Yeah.
Now that's a deeper layer, is it not? It's kind of symbolic layer in our worldly relationships, but to have a fear of returning to the divine is another deeper place. And it reminds me of a couple of things. The first thing I want to offer is each and every one of us is a traveler. You know, we as a soul decided we would, let's just say, emerge from the cradle of oneness and go out and experience differentiation, experience the dimensions, experience form, so that we might gather unto ourselves ever greater consciousness of the allness, of the potential of what the universe is and can be. I mean, consider that the infinite expression is one thing, and to be conscious of the infinite expression is a bonus. It's like another thing. And so the divine in you feeds the universal divine through your experience of all the oneness, of all the allness, I mean. So now we're on the return trip home. We're returning to oneness. We're ascending. And in the ascension, we're having to let go of our attachments to all of these refractions, to all the differentiation, to all of the many lifetimes. Wow, that's kind of a big job at first glance. And the part of you that has had all these experiences may have had a, let's just say, kind of has a tight grip on everything that's happened. And now we're being asked to relax our grip, being asked to relax into oneness, to surrender into union. And the surrender into union is a little unnatural to the habit that we had been doing prior.
And this is really important to pay attention to. And I think, Sri, that the reason Sienna's question came in right now is, in April, that is exactly the choice in front of people.
The choice of, are you lifting? Are you ascending?
Are you ascending? Meaning, are you unifying? Because let's remember, the energy of April is we are.
Yes.
Or are we holding on to density as the me, right? The way we talk about this in our video, and again, I really encourage you guys to go to Official Sri and Kira at YouTube. Hey, subscribe to our channel if you haven't. That way you'll always get notified. But April is about the little me or the big we.
Correct. And consider for a moment, the educational process of moving from a me-based psychology to a us-based psychology.
Well, and all the fear, because that's what Sienna's saying is, okay, I get it. You know, I love her question, because what she's saying is, I get this. I get this at this level, yet the little me is terrified and has been terrified since I was a little me.
Well, and maybe a fairly awake young lady.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So the one thing I want to offer, this is sort of a side note, but not really. What I learned in my union with Kira is I too experienced the fear of, will I lose myself in the union?
Yeah.
What happens to me and all that I've studied and learned and worked for?
The individual.
The individuated me, the individual.
Yeah.
And here's what I've come to learn, that in the sacred union, the individuated aspects are available to inform you, but they're not your identity. So play with that for a moment. Everything you've learned, every aspect of me, the so-called individuated me, you have all that. It's like a pair of clothing, for example. But the you that is in union is the deeper soul essence. And you can call upon your learning, your experiences, and all that individuated wisdom and all those goodies. They're available anytime you need them. You don't lose anything. And that's important to remember. The other thing I want to just encourage our writer to remember is fear is an illusion. And sometimes you just walk through it like walking through a wind.
And sometimes it paralyzes you like a stone. So that's very much the experience. Are you the wind or the stone?
And so, beloveds, we invite you to remember that your soul knows the way and you are mightier than any fear. Use the fear to awaken your consciousness, to awaken your love, and keep on walking.
And this, I think this is one of the greater gifts of this moment in history, is that with the twinning energy of the planet, with this third and fifth energy, with these two earths that are upon us, you can really experience, so to speak, both sides of that. And the reality is that, my angels, fear and doubt only exist in density. And when we can lift up through that and see the bigger picture, the resolution comes forward in ways that the mind will not ever be able to formulate. It's when we literally, quote, lose our mind that we embrace our soul.
Absolutely.
You know, so speaking of embracing,
let's embrace some callers. And we have some people that have been standing by. We're going to start out on line two and say hello to Valerie from Virginia.
And Valerie's a first-time caller. And namaste, Valerie. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my God. Hi. I love you guys so much. I listen to you often. I'm kind of confused. I work in this, you know, density, but I don't feel like I belong here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, first of all, Angel,
I don't
Angel,
know what to do.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to say how much we love you and how honored we are that you called in today. And, you know, Angel, if it's safe for you to do so, I'd like you to bring your hands to your heart right now. And I want to share something with you. You deserve, because you were born. And I want you to really take that in, almost as an I statement. I deserve because I was born. Now, the reason I'm sharing that with you is there are many of us, myself included, Sri included, that have often felt like, what world did we incarnate into and why are we here?
Yeah, especially here.
Yeah, especially this planet right now in this part of the timeline. And so what I can offer you is that around you, and this is why I invited you to bring your hands to your heart, you are surrounded by, I am not kidding, in this moment, it looks like a legion of light beings, angels and ascended beings and beautiful, beautiful crystalline beings and light workers and healers. And they're all standing with you saying, beloved one, all you need do is relax into the truth of your soul, and you will recognize, remember, and ignite the greater mission that is yours to be. And they're saying that everything you are feeling is a gift that brought you to discover who you are now. And that this year, and there's no accident you got through today, there's no accident, it's on this show, this year, 2016, a lot of, it's like things that haven't made sense are going to start making sense. Things that you've had kind of in half motion are going to start coming together. And so what you can do is relax and start having a little more fun with the crazy. Have a little more fun in your life. You know, go find a kiddie park and go jump down the slide, get on a swing, giggle, twirl, and bring your hand, your heart often with I deserve because I was born, and watch the magic come forward. This is your year, and there's no accident you've connected. We love you so much, Valerie. Namaste.
Wow, thank you. Love you too.
Thank you, Angel. Namaste.
Many blessings. And I want to say something here. For all of those of you who say I'm too big for the kiddie slide, go find
find an adult slide.
go double check that. Go double check that. And if anyone looks at you sideways, you say, I'm checking this out because there are many children that I'm caring for.
Yeah. And they're all inside of my heart.
They're in my inner child needs to be sure that this swing and this slide are working.
You know, or maybe when you're on that swing or that slide, there's somebody else looking to have some fun who might jump on the swing next to you.
Yeah, bring a flower petal with you while you're at it. Well, it's important to remember that laughter and play help break up the serious congestion.
And you know, how important is that? Because it's one of the things I love about Archangel Zadkiel. You know, one of the blessings Sri and I have had for over 13 years now has been the constant love, companionship, wisdom, and let's just face it, laughter of Archangel Zadkiel. Archangel Zadkiel is like a spiritual comedian. You know,
in many ways, there's a lighthearted wisdom and that's so loving and accepting. And one thing Zadkiel would say is we need to heal the seriosity because people descend into these heavy frequencies out of thinking that it's important to do that.
Yeah.
It's not. Lightheartedness and joy can solve any global problem, well, let alone your ascension.
Exactly. And you know, speaking of that, I love how we've had a discourse, an archangelic ensoulment, where they talked about reverence and about how often reverence is meant to be so serious and so, you know, that you, just because something is sacred doesn't mean it's so serious you can't smile or you can't laugh or you can't twirl or dance.
No, sacredness has a lot to do with recognition of the divine, the heart open. There's no cancellation of the lightness of the joy. There is the openness of the recognition. And so with that openness of recognition, we want to say hello to another caller. So we're just going to head to line one and say hi to Robert from California.
Namaste, Robert. Nice to hear from you.
Yes, namaste. Good to hear from you always.
Thank you.
Well, I'd like a mini soul reading today, if we could.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just want to share with you that as I heard your voice, it was fascinating. When you just started speaking today, there was this beautiful presence of, well, the only word I can describe is like a butterfly energy, like this transformation energy. It's like, as you started speaking, I saw all these little butterflies, I would say like almost coming out of your mouth, but then I saw these big ones coming out of the center of your back, like it would be almost wings, but they were literally releasing. And the reason I'm sharing this with you, other than the fact that your guides are saying I must, is because it seems that you're in the midst of a transformative period that has been in process, and that this energy that's around you is inviting you to be lighter. Everything is about be lighter, be lighter, be lighter, lighter. You know, and I love that Sri and I are sitting here talking about being on the playground, because it's about it's not about doing things less seriously as much as it is about letting them be easier. And that this flow that's around you is seeking to also transform not only you, but the reason these butterflies are kind of like flying from you, it's like there's a group around you. There's people that you're interacting with that are in a highly transformative process, and they're saying, be patient with yourself, be patient with them, walk steadfast in the moment, and be free. The enlightenment is already here. The time of action is the moment at hand. And so it is, beloved one. Thank you for such a beautiful visual. I loved it.
Well, thank you. Really nice message. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Angel. Namaste.
Many blessings. You know, one of the things I always enjoy when we're connecting and Kira's offering a soul reading to our callers, because so many beautiful images and healing opportunities come forward. One of the things that I'm reminded of right now is that each of us is both serious and lighthearted at the same time. Consider that for a moment. That serious means making a commitment. Mm. That's serious. I am committed to my spiritual awakening. I am committed to my sacred union. Making a commitment to that which is your primary guidance points in life. These are the pathway pieces. That's your commitment. You could say it's serious, but it's you can be lighthearted even because you've planted your flag, so to speak. and it brings me to another topic, which is when you're clear what's important to you and you commit to it and organize your joy around it, the next thing is, how do I also allow the abundant flow to support me to manifest this into its fullness?
Well, and you know, that's a really important question, Sri, because again, when we see these heavy polarities on the planet, those are like the opposite, the polar opposite, the two things that come forward up all the time.
Well, so often from a density perspective, abundance is equated with money and competition and that kind of stuff. But from an ascended perspective, your abundance is really lining up with the unified stream of your divine wisdom and allowing guidance to flow to you. And then your magnetism, your auric field attracts the right people, the right times, and all that is needed. This is really one of the alchemical principles of conscious spiritual living, is that as we line up with that which we are and know that which we need, we can call in everything to support it. Now, we like to call that ascended abundance.
Well, you know, and I'm smiling, Sri, because one of the things truly that brings us the absolute greatest joy is witnessing and shepherding others breaking free. You know, we're a little over halfway through our Navigating the Inner Matrix program right now. And oh my goodness, the breakthroughs, the extraordinary life changes that we're witnessing, the emails that we're getting from people humble me. I mean, my heart every week, it's just fascinating and amazing to see that. And, you know, it's just been incredible. And, you know, with what's going on in April and the necessary support. And remember, guys, the Metronian star, okay, the fourth point opened in April, the fourth point, which means the final point opens in May. And that's going to start a 5-month spin. So look out May to September. So it's about support. It's about ignition. And so listening to guidance, Sri and I have decided, okay, what can we do? How can we support?
How can we support?
What can we do to help humanity more? And we were told very, very clearly to do just a quick two telesession class in May to offer that support.
Now, this class, we're calling it Ignite Your Ascended Abundance. And this is really a stimulation for you to get on board with the capacity of what you could really call in, to line up your mission, your passion, your heart, and your power so that it all clicks into place. So densities, meaning the money and the flow and density, will line up with your heart and line up with your soul's guidance. Hey, what could be better than that?
Well, and you know, we're actually going to offer a divine attunement, because there is an attunement that you can receive that is like a click. You know, and when you have that attunement in combination with the activation of the unified stream of that divine wisdom of the ascended masters flowing through you, then you can very quickly, effectively activate all of that energy and really call in that ascended abundance. And so, this is important.
Ascended abundance is truly a powerful discernment. It's well beyond the law of attraction, yet it includes some of that element.
But that's almost like kindergarten compared to this.
It's, So what we invite you to do, if this piques your, if your soul and your heart are saying, yes, I could use that, that's for me.
And it costs about a couple lattes, guys. Yeah. I mean, we are doing this as a gift of service. Come join us in May for two Saturday quick sessions.
These are powerful sessions. You will receive printed material, recordings, and everything you need to ignite your ascended abundance. You can learn more at sriandkira.com and take a look there. You'll find it at the homepage, Ignite Your Ascended Abundance.
Well, you know, Sri, let's ignite even more because we have a whole series of full phone lines here. So many beautiful people to say hello to.
Well, we're going to just head to line four and say hi to Odile.
Namaste, dear one.
Hey, it's good to be here with you.
It's good to have you here, Angel.
I'm just about everything that you're saying is sort of melting me in my seat and speaking to what I'm going through right now. Trying to find just a sense of independence and feeling supported in myself. And it feels like the way that I've been doing things is just not working. Things are not, keep sort of falling by the wayside, like, not landing quite. And I'm wondering if you can offer any guidance around this next step.
Well, I want to, first of all, thank you for asking. I truly, Angel, thank you for asking. You know, as you were sharing that question, I was really honored to witness your heart. You have the most profound heart. It is so many beautiful colors. It radiates so big, so huge, and you are so beautiful. It's incredible. And so I'm sharing this with you because as you were sharing, everything around you was saying, you are not alone. Do not worry. You are in the middle of a major acceleration. And this is why some things have not been connecting, because you're actually at the moment of starting a phase in your life that is more beautiful than you're aware of. And because of that, the things that are just not as supportive need to fall away. And what they're saying is, and there's this amazingly beautiful being standing right next to you right now, holding you, hugging you, saying, I love you. I am here for you. Do not worry, my angel. All you need do is relax into the beauty of the truth of yourself, and I will guide you. And they're basically saying you need to pay attention more to the inner promptings and not be afraid to do things a little differently, because you are in the right, you're on the right track. You really are. And it's not that, you know, honestly, sweetheart, you're right there. This is not like months from now, like just the next few weeks, you're going to see things clicking in. Just pay attention to what you know is right. If somebody around you, or if you get some feedback around you that makes you feel less than or doubt yourself, thank them for playing their role to help you remember that your intuition is right. Follow through, and I think you're going to be really excited about the things that are going to click together very, very quickly.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Angel. Yeah. We love you.
Love you too. Namaste.
Namaste.
Many blessings indeed. You know, each and every one of us has within us that which we require, yet our brains are so broad.
Well, you know, our brains are huge.
They
and
are.
Let's face it, you know.
And we have been making things overly complicated for many, many years, for the most part, meaning there's a part of us that seeks to diversify, a part of us that has just naturally moved into individuation, allness. Let me try on this. Let me try on that. Am I good enough? Can I do it? And all those things. And there comes a point where we must simply believe in ourselves and step forward, even with a little fear, even with a brain that's going, I don't know, and just move on with it.
And
you know, the one thing I know about so many of our beautiful students and clients is many people will take a class more than once. because they're needing to be with the material of ascension. They're needing to be with the material of soul development more than once to finally go, okay, I'm there.
Well, you know, that's what's so exciting. Like right now we're in the middle of the Navigating the Inner Matrix program. Now, of course, that's available as a home study too, guys. You know, if you're going, hey, I'm kind of intrigued by this, well, go to shreenkira.com and check out our Ascended Mastery Classroom. Check out our home study programs. But the reality, Shree, is that when we say yes to the divine, when we say yes to our ascended process, we receive material at, we are so loved, you know, we are so loved that we will always receive and hear things at the level we are ready. Like I think about, okay, our first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, that book is as relevant today as the day we first published it. It's been in constant circulation now. And every time I receive an email from somebody who's read it third, fourth, fifth time, they're like, oh my gosh, Kira, I swear that paragraph wasn't there the first time I read it. Or absolutely. I swear that chapter didn't say this the first time. And the words in the book haven't changed. It's the consciousness reading it.
Absolutely. And the depth when we're confronted with or present with truth,
exactly,
that which is true. There are ever refining layers and levels of truth. There's an ever deepening process as our soul comes forward into our outer life. And so, beloved ones, trust that you're not just repeating something, you're mastering something.
Well, isn't that the gift? That, and especially, you know, again, this 7-year period, guys, 2015 through 2022, this ascension escalator, as we're calling it, every year we get closer to the final anchoring of that third and fifth dimensional split. So the gift is you've got this nice gentle slide, right? That's why we're calling it the escalator. You're on the escalator, you can hold on, you know, and it's just kind of bringing you up. But the reality is that the escalator is going to keep moving. The question is, are you going to stay on it? Because you can at some point jump off and go, you know what, let me get on the down escalator. You can do that too, because both escalators are moving. You know, we are in a very profound moment of energy. And where we put our attention, how we align our field is what brings us to our heightened state of awareness. And as we allow ourselves to relax and we stop judging ourselves, judging our journey, judging what's going on, the miracles really do come forward. We are the co-creators. Are we co-creating drama and chaos, or are we co-creating miracles and ascended presence? That's really the question.
The other question is to have a little patience with yourself, meaning once you're clear that you're focusing in a new way, in a higher way, so to speak, more aligned with your authenticity, you still have to stay the course while the universe and the environment start to line up with you.
Yeah.
Meaning you've sowed seeds of discord. You're going to have to process through that chaos until you get to the seeds of harmony bearing flowers. Well, it can happen fairly quickly. But
I know, but when you're going through it, let's just face it, it's not bleh.
You know, and many of you might have had the experience of you went to some form of workshop or had a beautiful experience over a weekend, and then you come forward with fresh inspiration and passion, and you set a fresh intention, and everything's flowing for a day or two, and then the same old junk seems to get in the way.
Yep.
Well, that's your test right there, is to keep focusing on what is of purity and highest for you and let the rest of it settle down, because it will settle down.
Indeed, it will. Now, you know, Shree, we have so many people holding on. Let's say hello to a few more.
All right. Well, we're going to go to line 3 and say hello to Isdra.
Hey, Isdra. What a joy. Namaste.
Hi. Hi, you guys.
Hi, Angel. We miss you.
I miss you. I'm telling you, I'm really calling in because Isdra is phoning home.
Yay! Isdra phoning
home. Sort of having an ET phone home moment, and appreciate everything you've said just to be reassured. But I've everything is well, and I'm also this last like week or so just having this experience of being a little. There's some astrological term called void of course, which for some reason is what's coming up, you know, and so I would love like a little reading, but I'm just listening to everything that's happened since you started right now today has that has been comforting and reassuring, hearing your voices, giving the answers to people that I so relate to as well. So I'm just here with my heart wanting to be in connection.
Well, you know, I want to share with you, and I'm gonna ask all of our listeners for a moment, forgive me if this doesn't feel as universal as maybe we would enjoy it sounding, but Isdra, as you were sharing, you and I and Sri were back at the Shiva temple on the water in India. And they said, go home to the truth of your divine nature, walk on the water again, feel the mud in your feet, and bring the tears of reverence and joy into your eyes, and all will be clear and the path will be available. And so that's what they want me to share with you, Isdra. And we are right there. I mean, I am right back there in India with you. We're walking through the mud way out to the temple. We're in the sunset of that beautiful energy. And they're saying just to call that energy forward, and that more was downloaded than you've yet to reveal. And that it's you're in a very... This moment, you know, it's so April. I love that you called right now. April is very much about where do you want to source the information that's bringing you into action? And they're saying that there was more revealed there, and it's time now for you to source it.
Okay, I'm taking that in.
All right.
We love you.
Oh, namaste, thank beloved you. Angel.
Namaste.
And
you know, I just, it's such a powerful image for me. I want to share a little bit for our listeners, and then we'll certainly visit the next callers.
Yeah.
The temple on the water that Kira is referring to is called the Nishkalank Mahadev Temple in India.
It's very remote. Very few people go there. It was kind of a really divine intervention that got us there.
And we invite you, if you have any curiosity or feel a little resonance, to look it up, because here's the metaphor that is so beautiful. The temple disappears under the water at high tide.
Every day.
And then is revealed again at low tide. So it's rinsed clean. It's cleared each day. It's only available if one tracks with the greater cycles. And truly, we all have cycles in our lives. And the cycle of being available to the sacred, being available to the temple, is a good learning for all of us. And the town that the Nishkalank Mahadev Temple is in is called Bhagnavar in India. You'll find it if you want to look for it. And it's truly a powerful, beautiful, profound temple. And if you connect with some of the photos, you might find something is revealed for you.
Very much so. You know, but there's also that symbolism of being under the water.
Yes.
And coming up through the water. You know, and especially in April right now. So maybe that was more appropriate for more people than just Isdra. Who knows?
But we hope so.
We have a full set of phone lines. So let's see if we can say hi to a few more people.
Absolutely. We're going to head to line 5 and say hello to Sophia from California.
Namaste, beautiful Sophia.
Namaste. Hi, Curry and Kira. I'm sorry. I love your show and love your articles, and I wish I can take another trip or a class with you in live class. I did that before, but it sounds so amazing. Hopefully sometime soon.
Wonderful. How can we serve you yeah. today, Angel?
I'd like to have a soul reading if I can. Just want to see what guidance you have for what I'm doing in my work and health, and see what message I need to hear.
Well, thank you so much for the blessing of asking. You know, it's so funny. As you were asking the question, I literally saw 3 angels with these long golden trumpets, and they held them up in their mouths and started blowing this beautiful harmonic song. And they said, it is important for you to not hide. It is important for everyone to know what you do, how you do it, And it should be a harmony that everything around you has this greater harmony, and that the greatest message for you right now, there, it's like, it's not like shout it out, but it's like, don't hide. And that's really what they keep saying over and over again is go forward. Don't hide. Don't hold back. Be clear. Lots going on with your throat chakra right now, fifth chakra. And so when the throat chakra, which the archangelic realm refers to as the truth chakra, becomes so powerful. And as I'm sharing this, by the way, they're wrapping a beautiful gold. They're like tying a gold ribbon around your throat. And they're saying, this is the time. This is the time. This is the moment. Be seen, be visible, don't hide. And from there, everything else will start expanding. And so that's a very powerful message in April, because, you know, it's a big month of action. So I think the bigger question for you would be in this moment, how would you put that into action with everything you're doing? And from there, you'll find the experience. And so it is, my angel. Namaste.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, my angel. Mm. Many blessings.
Well, indeed. And as we are rolling here, connecting with callers, we're going to keep going. Let's head to line two and say hi to Ariel from New Mexico.
Oh, namaste, beautiful Ariel. Welcome.
Hi, this is actually Lariel.
Oh,
I'm so
glad
to be connected with you. Yeah.
Nice.
Hey. Yeah. So I appreciate your message so much because it speaks so much to my situation. In the end of 2012, right when the Mayan calendar ended, I had like this awakening, and I started pursuing film and art. So I started my second BFA in film and art, and I'm about to graduate. So it has been such a journey. But here's the thing, and this, I think, relates to your message, today's message. The past 2 years, when I've been working on my passion and as my true self, has been the hardest time of my life. All of my issues came up. And right now, even though I'm graduating, I feel like I'm left with feeling like a failure, to be honest with you. So at this point, I have like plans and visions and such, but I would really appreciate like a mini soul reading to help me guide on my path.
Absolutely. It's my honor. And, you know, Angel, I want to share one thing with you. You have, it's interesting. The whole time you were sharing, there were two things that they kept showing me. The first one was showing me you. And it was so cute. They had like a little beret on your head and you were in front of an easel, but you weren't painting. You were creating life. And they were saying that you are at the divine moment of calling forward. It's like you are now being given everything you need to harness it together. However, you're in the wrong spot. If you're not planning a move, you need to seriously think about it. You are not living in the right spot. Now, that's something that I need you to really sit with and pay attention to, because it's not mm-hmm. that what you're doing isn't right for you. It absolutely is. It's where you needed to be to acquire these final skills. But as the creative artist who's now able to harness, it's like you're taking everything and you're creating madly. It's just look at where you decide to anchor, where you decide to live. And when that next move happens, that creative capacity will manifest. However, in the meantime, keep creating, keep visioning, keep putting it together, because all of that is 100% on track, all of it. What's just not in harmony with your current energy is where you're living. And that's what they're sharing with me. And so that's what I'm going to share with you. And I'm so grateful to connect with you, Angel. Namaste.
Thank you so much. And much love to you guys. And I look forward to seeing you guys in person again.
We look forward to you joining
Absolutely.
Us here. Woohoo!
A big hug to you.
Namaste,
Yay!
Angel.
Okay, namaste.
Bye, honey.
You know, so often as we are evolving in our path, there comes a moment, you know, you can call it a moment of consolidation where we launch ourselves in a new, broader way.
Yeah.
And these are the moments where we get that little itch or that little depression or that little those signals are come in to say, you know, I'm not quite in the right place or the right time, but we might interpret it as I'm not doing the right thing or the right person.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just that sense of it's called birthing pains.
Well, as a mother, you know, one of the things, though, I do want to share, Sri, is that this is also part of the April energy, is this sense of, you know, how come I'm getting all this good guidance? I follow through. Things just don't seem to be connecting. Guys, don't give up on you. Don't give up on the truth of you, but pay attention to the other factors. Like for Lariel, it's very clear she's in the wrong spot. I mean, that's just clear. Whether it's the wrong state, the wrong city, that's for her to determine. But oftentimes, if we stay with our passion, the rest unfolds. And
absolutely,
this is really, really important.
And one other little insight, because each person is bringing waves of recognition.
Oh, absolutely.
And beauty, is this lifetime, if you are indeed on the escalator to ascension, this is a lifetime of completion.
And if you're listening to this show, you are.
Yeah. So what does it mean to be completion? It means we heal that which is unhealed.
Absolutely.
We resolve
Absolutely.
That which is unresolved.
Yep.
So of course some stuff's going to come up. Of course there's things to be resolved. This is not a reflection on your worth. This is a reflection of now's the time.
Now is the time. And it really is. And you know, Sri, we're running out of time. Let's try to squeeze in just one more caller real quick.
We can do that. And
all right.
Incidentally, line one,
all right,
we have Brian from Ohio.
Namaste, beloved Brian. Welcome.
Hi. I've been taking notes on your shows, but I missed your last week's show. And I got a few things. You guys really helped me out. I got a few things to say. I'll try to be quick. It says if the laws of physics are being denied to me, it doesn't make any sense. How am I constantly rewarded with nothing but being left in the dark, representing the effect from hypocrites, but yet they take benevolent credit while having no clue about life and getting away with pawning the effect of them not caring on me, constantly making me live their life energy while they waste mine?
This is a question from an overactive brain.
Well,
I want to invite you to relax in your heart right now, because the work that will benefit you is bringing the balance back to you, not answering that question, but bringing the balance of a heart-centered peacefulness so that the answers reveal in a sequence that is digestible and useful to you. So consider that for a moment.
You know, I just want to share, because sadly we are running out of time, Brian. So what I want to share is this, that it's important for you in this moment to go beyond the third dimension. Your answers are not going to be found in this dimension. They're being found in the energy of your divine presence, bringing your hand to your heart, relaxing into your heart, and just saying, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me, will bring you your answers if you open them up with a sincere heart. We're running out of time, but the mantra of self-ascension, honest to goodness, is your key to moving forward. I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. And know the truth of your beloved nature. And we love you, Brian. Thank you so much for calling. Namaste.
Thank you.
And so, beloved listeners,
you are welcome, Angel.
As we come to a close for today, what I want to remind each and every one of you is you are all on a sacred journey. We are all traveling on a superhighway here.
the Ascension Freeway, and I love it, in the action of April.
And some people pull off at a rest stop, some people are speeding along, and others left their left turn signal on.
Yeah, it's true. It's really, really true. But you know, remember, guys, everything that was going on in March is big in April. And so if you're not enjoying what you're seeing right now, and like we just shared with Brian, I'm not kidding, guys, a universal way to connect is the mantra of self-ascension. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. Another action you can take, go to shriankira.com, click on Ignite Your Ascended Abundance, and join us in May. Give yourself the gift of not only the tangible support, but the attunement we're going to offer that will activate this incredible alchemical process within to assist you to more effortlessly attune with these ascension frequencies. The more that you take action into your fifth dimensional presence, the easier this time will be, and the less of a grip the fear, the chaos, the drama of the third dimension will have.
And beloved ones, as you breathe into the knowingness that you have within you the capacity to harness your joy, we are delighted to be the catalyst that will assist you to claim that in your lives. And beloved ones, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here and offering your sincerity, your love, and your attention. And until we have the joy of being with you again
next week. Woohoo!
May you trust that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.